I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. Travelers at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta can once again use free Wi-Fi after a cyber attack that hit the city last month. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport tweeted yesterday saying that its Wi-Fi is up and running once again. The system had been down since a ransomware cyber attack hit the city's computer network on March 22nd. Officials say the attack didn't affect safety at the airport, but the Wi-Fi and flight information systems were taken down as a precaution. The cyber attack included the encryption of some city data and caused outages for numerous city systems. City officials still haven't said whether they paid the $51,000 ransom demanded by hackers. The IRS says Coca-Cola owes more than $3 billion in back taxes. According to Reuters, the Atlanta-based soft drink giant is challenging the federal tax agency over the bill, saying the IRS previously agreed to a lower payment. Coke and other international businesses headquartered in the U.S. often work with the IRS to develop an advanced pricing agreement. That determines how much tax the U.S. company will owe when a foreign company buys the rights to produce their products. The new tariffs announced by China on American exports aren't likely to affect Georgia agriculture. While the list of almost 130 commodities includes many nuts and fruits, Georgia staples like peanuts and pecans are missing. Although peaches are on the list, the Georgia Department of Agriculture says 90% of Georgia peaches are eaten fresh in North America. The one Georgia export that is assured of being hit by a 15% tariff is American ginseng. Ginseng hunting is big business in central Appalachia, but according to the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, Georgia is just barely in the plant's range. As an export, it only netted just under $135,000 in Georgia last year. Fayette County in Metro Atlanta will be the first county in the nation to try out a new system that makes a 911 video call in an emergency. 11 Alive reports the app is called Carbine, which begins recording as soon as it is opened. The audio and video are then streamed to the 911 call center, giving dispatchers a precise location and a glimpse of the situation. In a situation where video or speech isn't possible, messages can also be sent back and forth to a dispatcher. Officials say video recorded on the app will be treated as an open record, like any 911 call is now. The Carbine test program won't be up and running until late summer or early fall. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.